to free your captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice. To you shall come Emmanuel.
Oh.
And even Emmanuel, captive whom soul is. Gemit in exilio, privatus de
to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, December 14th, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride, to be sure. So the last few days, this entire week, I have been talking about The Chosen. I feel like it's time to talk about it. I hadn't felt the need or compelled or convicted to do that before, but I have this week, and so we will continue on doing that today. Some of the things that we've touched on this week already, you know, the question really is, the Chosen television series biblical? And the simple answer is no, it's not. And some of the things that we've discussed, the targeting of women, 25 to 45, Daryl Evans calls that the YouTube formula and has literally written the book on it, which sounds a lot like what we see happening in Genesis 3. I would submit that it is the same thing that we see in Genesis 3. There's a reason that women get targeted. It's because it works. And I think the devil operates on the motto that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And so it's a strategy that has always worked well, effectively, and therefore it continues on. So the targeting of women, 25 to 45, which results in phrases like the one that we heard in one of the videos we played, your faith is, Jesus saying, your faith is beautiful, and the young lady who made the video says, oh, how romantic. Exactly. That's what it sounds like. And it's inappropriate. That is not something that you read in the Bible. Dallas Jenkins saying, we believe in the same Jesus. I would say no, or maybe so. And if so, that's not good, because that's not Jesus Christ. That's not the Jesus of the Bible. That's one of those other characters that he mentioned himself in Matthew 24, for example. One of those that come in his name. The fact that people have said that this series makes Jesus so relatable and so familiar, and I covered familiar spirits yesterday. The Mormon executive producers, Jonathan Rumi as Jesus, is a Catholic, is a Knight Templar, a guy who has on social media advocated praying to dead saints, which is necromancy, and the Bible speaks directly against those kinds of things. We're not supposed to worship Mary. We're not supposed to, pray to anyone but our Heavenly Father. We're not supposed to call anyone Father but our Father in heaven. Those are foundational biblical tenets. The ecumenical influence, having consultants of all kinds on the set, Catholic, Jewish, Mormon, no offense to anyone, but particularly, biblical orthodoxy is all you need, not an ecumenical council. And ecumenism is where we're headed. Where all of this is headed is, this is in keeping or along with the ecumenical push that is driving us to a one world everything, including religion in this case. And it's supposed to unite people everywhere. And we're pushing toward a Genesis chapter 11 moment. And so you can imagine, before you know it, there will be that character that you see in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 emerging, who takes his seat in the temple. There's also talk of a rebuilding of the temple of late. That's big talk. But there's this character that the Bible says, the man of lawlessness, or the son of perdition, son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, displaying himself as being God. That's where we're headed. And you can see in this kind of thing that this fellow will be very charming and charismatic. Be many that think, they will dismiss those kinds of satanic, ungodly activities because he's just so, but you know what? He means well. He's so nice. Isn't he nice? And those folks should maybe reread 2 Corinthians 11, verses 13 through 15. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. No wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. What's the name of the production outfit that puts on The Chosen? Angel Studios? Therefore, it is not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, whose end will be according to their deeds. What are their deeds? That's another question that I asked. So yesterday, I feel like I addressed the I am the law of Moses controversy. In a way that I have not heard anybody else discuss. It's, the quoting of the Book of Mormon thing, that's, to me, that's a straw man. It's not an actual direct quote, and therefore it's a straw man. That's a somewhat irrelevant. My question is, would Jesus say that? And the answer is no. And so just to further sort of punctuate that point, three passages real quick before we get going. To the I am the law of Moses statement. Would Jesus ever say that? Acts 13:37-39. But he whom God raised again saw no corruption. This is Jesus Christ, obviously. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things, from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. So I've said throughout talking about the chosen that Jesus would never say, I am the law of Moses, because he is superior to the law of Moses. Obviously, the law was brought in for a specific purpose. Jesus Christ is the pre-existent one. He's not Lucifer's spirit brother or anything like that. He is the man who was born of water and blood. In other words, he is a real physical man born of the flesh, but still fully God, fully man, fully God, able to do what no other man could do, to set all mankind free. And so, not to get ahead, but we will get back to Tom's question yesterday. I appreciate Tom's question. What is the law of Moses? It's a good question, and it punctuates the need for Jesus Christ. Sin requires a blood sacrifice. That's why we got all this stuff in the Old Testament. Jesus comes, he dies, is buried, resurrected, ascends into heaven, and there's no need for that blood sacrifice anymore. In fact, to do so would be an affront to him. We're not supposed to re-crucify the Son of God. So, Acts 13, Romans chapter 8, verses 3 through 8, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. So then, they that are of the flesh cannot please God. All right, so final point, I mentioned yesterday Galatians chapter 3, and there's that passage from verse 19 to 26 that explains what exactly was the purpose of the law. It had a specific purpose. And it's explained in Galatians 3:19 through 26. So here is that, to just finish this point about, would Jesus ever say, I am the law of Moses? Galatians 3:19, wherefore then serveth the law? What's the purpose of the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster, our tutor, to bring us unto Christ. There you go. that we might be justified by faith. That's it right there, Galatians 3:24. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. No longer under a schoolmaster. What's the schoolmaster? For ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. So, obviously Christ is superior. The law served a specific purpose. The law was our schoolmaster or tutor. We were held in custody to the law until faith came. And as Galatians 3:24 says, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. And so that's it in a nutshell. And, you know, along with that, one of the things that I have been just been rattling around in my mind quite a bit lately is 1 John 5:3-5. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? That's something to apprehend. That's a bold statement. And along with that, I would include Philippians 1:27 and 28. In the NASB, it reads, only conduct yourselves in a manner. Actually, Proverbs 11 first. Proverbs 11:11 in the King James says, by the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. Do we have a problem in America today? Are we being overthrown? Are you watching what's happening in the White House, for example, and in Congress? Corruption is rampant. It's everywhere throughout America. We are all encouraged to participate. If you don't participate, you might, you know, get in trouble. I think we'll play a video that Spencer Smith did recently. It's crazy. I mean, I'll just warn you, it's crazy. But he's spot on. The spirit that is at work in America today is the same spirit that caused, was responsible for the atrocities of World War II. We are being groomed to be complicit in our own demise. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. Are we walking through our cities blessing the city, blessing people, praying for folks? Chuck Missler used to say it's a miracle when people get saved because that means somebody prayed for that person specifically. Are we praying for each other? I know people in this audience need prayer. I know personally and specifically people need prayer. Are we praying for each other? By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. And Jordan Peterson reminds us in How a Totalitarian State is Actually Created that sometimes we need to realize that maybe we're in the wrong position when we think, well, when I hear Proverbs 11:11, I'm the guy, the upright guy. Maybe I'm the wicked mouth that's overthrowing my city. Maybe I need to reevaluate and get right. So with that, Philippians 1:27-28, only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I will hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, in no way alarmed by your opponents, which is a sign of destruction for them, but of salvation for you, and that too from God. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. That mourns among the exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Welcome back. I suppose before we continue, we should do the housekeeping and, you know, again, as I've said the last couple of days, I would like to offer a prayer. So I'll do that first, then we'll do the housekeeping, then we'll get back to this stuff. So, Heavenly Father, I just pray that this time would be edifying to you, or edifying to the listeners, and honoring and glorifying to you, and that we would be sober-minded, that chains would be broken, spells would be broken, and those who have been captivated by demonic spirits would be set free. You can set the captives free. Father, I pray that they would be set free by the power of the Holy Spirit, and I pray that the Spirit would be at work in this, and that you would have your way in this, and that you and your power would be made known, and in all things, this would be honoring and glorifying to you. I pray that those that hear would have a new hunger for you, Father, and that we all would seek you. Above all other things, that we would set aside our idols and that we would draw near to you. In Jesus' name, amen. So, housekeeping. Let's do that real fast. Closed for the holidays. RBN will be closed for the holidays, closed for business over Christmas and New Year's. During Christmas, December 23rd to the 26th. And New Year's, January 1st and 2nd. So, we'll all be taking a break, and I know that it'll be much needed and deserved for folks at the network. So be advised. Also, perhaps you've heard we're having a book drive, RBN's John Stadmiller book drive, now through January 8th. Donate $100 for an opportunity, $100 plus for an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by the big guy, John Stadmiller himself. Winners announced every Sunday evening during hour two of Off the Beaten Path with Steve Elkins, 8 p.m. Central. And entrants who do not win a book will carry over into the next week's drawing. Congratulations to previous winners, Robert, Tyler, David, Ingrid, Gary, Sharon, and thank you to all of you and to everyone for your generous support in helping keep the network going, because this network exists because of you. We do not have a Ford Foundation grant, probably never will, unless, you know, we were to parrot an establishment narrative, which obviously won't happen. So thank you to you, the listener, for your generous support of the network. This is week six, and the week six book is The Web of Debt, The Shocking Truth About Our Money System and How We Can Break Free, published in 2008 by Ellen Hodgson Brown. Visit republicbroadcasting.org for details. I still think these are a fantastic gift idea, you know, to maybe, as I've said in the past, you know, to those in the know, or perhaps even those who should know, you know, and you imagine somebody gets a book, maybe there's a card, some kind of a bookmarker or something in it that is, you know, maybe it's a card or something from RBN, one of the business cards or something. Somebody sees that and doesn't know what that's all about, and maybe they haven't listened before they start listening, and they understand that, wow, there's something out there. I mean, so much. Most of, you know, if not everything, sort of falls under the conformist milieu that is publicized. You know, whether it's, I mean, there's the hardcore establishment flavor that's kind of CNN and Fox type stuff, you know. There's that variety, but then there are flavors of alternative stuff on the periphery of that. So Kool-Aid comes in a variety of flavors. Very, very little counter establishment narrative out there, and this is one of the beacons of that. Free speech, as we call it. Stick around, we'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Welcome back. So, bottom of the first hour of today's broadcast, this Wednesday, December 14, 2022, and diving back into this examination of the Chosen. We're going to sort of continue on with that, and we're going to play a clip in a second. Fair warning, it's I think we'll play most of it, if not all of it. It's about 12 minutes. And it's Spencer Smith, and he goes, you might say, off the rails in the middle, starts shouting. I'll just leave it at that. Anyway, but what he is saying is, I would say, spot on. I mean, the sentiments that he expresses, the spirit that's at work in The Chosen, the deception, you know, the goddess of a thousand names, that's kind of at the heart of all of this, because you hear it. You hear all the ladies commenting about how it caters to a certain thing. I've never seen this. I've never heard this before. There's a reason for that. And so the goddess of a thousand names is basically over that, and the god of that goddess of a thousand names is the devil himself. So anyway, without further ado, so we can hurry up and squeeze this in, Spencer Smith, the video is titled Confirmed Chosen Actress Admits They Present Esoteric Concepts. Go ahead, please.
In today's video, I'm going to show you where one of the actresses playing Mary Magdalene in The Chosen has openly admitted that this show is giving you an esoteric gospel. Esoteric is the occult. She's basically saying we are initiating all of you into the occult and you don't even know it. I don't even know what to say anymore, but we're going to get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the problems that I have, one of the struggles that I have, is that I try to show you the receipts. I show you exactly what these people are saying. This is why my documentaries are so effective. This is why I've been able to convince so many people that there is something nefarious afoot in the world of Christianity today. And because I don't want you to believe what I'm saying. I want you to look at what these people are actually saying for themselves. I don't have to embellish or exaggerate anything, because the facts are crazy enough as it is. I don't have to stretch anything. And with that being said, we have spoken against The Chosen a couple times here so far about the Catholic involvement with it, the ecumenical and the Mormon involvement in it. And I have said over and over again that this is a grand tool designed to initiate and pull and seduce a bunch of people into Romanism and to ecumenically uniting with evangelicals, Mormons, and Catholics, all into one big mush so that they can serve Satan together. Now, that sounds crazy to say that, but let me just read to you what this article actually says. The Christian Post, you know, the bastion of theological correctness. I can't even believe you people published this article, but I'm going to read it to the masses anyway, and listen along with me as I blow your mind for just a moment. This lady, Jeannie Ortega Law from the Christian Post, has openly published this article. Headline, The Chosen actress Mary Magdalene says the series is, quote, life-changing, opened her up to the gospel. Which gospel? You know, Paul said in Galatians 1 that there be another gospel out there. Which gospel has this woman been initiated into? Which gospel is she believing now? The article says actress Elizabeth Tabish, who plays Mary Magdalene in the multi-season hit series The Chosen, said though she was once a skeptic, the show has opened her up to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and about how it's crowdfunded and stuff like that. I want you to notice this, and by all of you folks who've seen Third Adam 3, Rise of the Divine Feminine, you will instantly catch what's being said here. It was incredible to read the first few scripts to see how well they wrote women. Does that sound like the divine feminine right there to you? Tabish told the Christian Post. The New Testament, the Gospels, are very male-heavy, male-driven. It's the 12 disciples, even the Catholic Church, it's male-dominated. All I've always wanted to know more about the women in the Bible to be able to identify with the New Testament. This is an unsaved, esoteric woman. Anybody who talks about we need to bring down patriarchy, we need to introduce a matriarchy, they're speaking the language of Lucifer. Anybody who wants to get into that, they don't worship Christ, they worship the Baphomet, the androgynous being, and that's what all the Freemasons worship and stuff like that. It says right here that the series opens with Mary Magdalene, the first season. The writers have fleshed out her past trauma on screen. Her encounter with Jesus results in her being delivered from demon possession and PTSD. The article goes on here to say that she's been making her role relatable, people who've gone through all sorts of trauma. And notice this right here. Oh, I cannot believe the Christian Post even published this paragraph. This is the smoking gun. This is the most unbelievable thing I have seen in a long time on any Christian publication. I cannot believe what this paragraph actually says. It makes me revisit the Gospels, and after playing out these stories of healing and Jesus' messages of love, and these parables that are embedded with so much truth and love and really esoteric meanings. It's intense stuff and really beautiful. The woman literally just publicly said for everybody in the world to hear that the Chosen is presenting the occultic version of the gospel. Oh my goodness. What do you want me to tell you? Do you want me to endorse this? Do you want me as a preacher of the gospel to say that this is okay and that this is a secondary issue when one of the main actresses playing Mary Magdalene in this entire thing is saying that we are presenting the Jesus of hell to you? We are presenting the Luciferian Jesus to you. We are introducing the Maitreya. We are introducing the Jesus of Helena Blavatsky, the Jesus of Buddhism. We are introducing the cosmic Christ to you. We are introducing the Jesus of Satan to you. This is what the woman just said. What am I supposed to say? As a preacher of the gospel, am I supposed to just be silent and let you sit your kids in front of there so that they can start worshiping the satanic, esoteric Jesus? Am I supposed to just be okay with that? No, I'm not okay with it. I'm never going to be okay with it. I love you too much to just let you swallow this stuff without there being one voice on the internet who's going to cry aloud and spare not and lift up my voice like a trumpet and show you people that this is the esoteric initiation of an entire generation of Laodicean evangelicals who don't even know what Bible version they ought to use. This is bad. This is awful! You people should be terrified by what that article actually says. Embedded with so much truth and love and really esoteric meanings. Whoa! Whoa! Pump the brakes! I want off at this stop. That scares me to death right there. You people that have this app on your phone, you need to delete it right now. You people that are paying movie theater tickets to go watch this esoteric gospel in the movie theaters need to repent right now and run for your ever-loving life from this stuff. I don't care what Christian YouTube says. I don't care what anybody else on the internet says. I will stand by myself if I have to and be the lone voice on the internet saying that this is dumb, that this is wicked, get away from this stuff. I don't care. I don't care if all of you get mad at me and tell me that I'm just a fringe lunatic and I'm an unhinged preacher. When I have the receipt, read the screen. Don't gaslight me and tell me that I'm not loving. Read the screen. It says that this series is giving you the esoteric gospel. Whoa! I have told you many times, guys. I've got to get this off the screen before I lose my mind. I have told you many times. I told you in 3 Adam 3, Rise of the Divine Feminine, that these people were worshiping the Baphomet. I told you that. I told you that these people were androgynous and that they were these dudes with long hair getting up and wiggling in front of everybody, that the Holy Spirit of God wasn't in that. There's a spirit on. There is a seducing spirit on that. I've told you that over and over again. I told you in 3 Adam 2, The Great Seduction, that all of this stuff was designed to push you into one mesh. It was all designed to push you into one thing and to push you to the feet of Mother Mary and Semiramis and Tammuz and Ashtoreth and all of that stuff. Listen, this is the work of the prophets of Baal in our day today. I have told you all this, and I'm going to tell you again in 3 Adam 4. There is a spirit working, oh, buddy. There is a spirit that is alive and well working in the lives of these people. And I'm going to show you exactly what it is. It's the same spirit that drove World War II to happen. It is the same spirit that the Sufi mystics have. It is the same spirit that all these cults work. It is the exact same spirit. It is the esoteric spirit of this age, the God of this world. And when I'm showing you right here on the Christian Post, website November 28th, 2022 of today, that the woman playing Mary Magdalene in the hottest Christian show alive right now is telling you that this is giving you all the esoteric meanings of the gospel. The only thing for you left to do is repent. That's it. I'm not trying to tell you I was right. I'm trying to tell you that the Bible was right. I'm not trying to tell you that Spencer had it right all along. I'm telling you that there is a seducing spirits and doctrines of devils that are infiltrating the local church through media, through all of this nonsense, and it's coming in through the music. It's coming in through the quintessence. Listen, all of you guys that get the warm fuzzies when you watch this show, when you watch all this beautiful stuff that Jesus does and it makes you feel, you guys are worshiping this. You guys don't even know what you're missing. With the Jesus that you worship is right there, buddy. That's the Jesus you worship. 3 Adam 4 is coming. You better be ready. It's going to blow your mind, and you will never see the world the same again. I promise you that. Subscribe if you're new.
What if you had the ability to transcend all limitations? Would you want that? What if there was a power that you could have where you could literally rise above all others, and anything you wanted, you could have it? Would you take that power? What if you could do as thou wilt? What if you could be your own God? What price would you be willing to pay to have this power? Would you give your own soul? Well, some people have. And it's unbelievable.
There you go. As I said, obviously Spencer Smith gets a little excited through the middle there, but I would say that everything that he said was spot on. That it is that spirit that he described. You know, it is that spirit of Western esotericism that, you know, has been at work in things like high criticism that we see in Marxist critical theory, and, you know, everybody's talking about, you know, critical race theory, for example. But that's kind of a limited hangout. You know, when you see the limited hangouts, the discussion is truncated there. No one. goes further upstream. Where is this coming from? Okay, there's a broader critical impulse, a broader higher criticism impulse. Where does that come from? And it goes back to, again, to the Pyrrhonism of old, coming forward through Sextus Empiricus from antiquity forward. You know, for thousands of years, this has been at work. And what is the primary focus? What is the primary target of that criticism? And it is the Bible. It is Jesus Christ himself, and attacking, trying to chip away on the corners and whittle away at the tenets of the Christian faith, if you will. And this is not about religion. Religion, I would say, is a man-made thing. This is about faith in Jesus Christ alone. And we don't need, you know, traditions of men. We don't need other books. We don't need an interpreter, because all of that is mystical. There's an esoteric element to all of that. If I have to have this person to interpret, that means God is not who he says he is. And that means that the Holy Spirit is not powerful enough all by himself to reveal these things, as we see in places like 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee.
Stick around. We'll be right back.
Blackout, because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee. And after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appears.
Welcome back. This is no small issue. This is a big deal. And I think evidence of the fact that it's a big deal is that it is downplayed by most people. And it's interesting when you try to say things like, you know, if you say, Catholicism will not save you, Mormonism will not save you. You know, these are man-made constructs, and people say things like, well, why do you hate Catholics and Mormons? And that's not the case at all. In fact, quite the contrary. It's loving to say, this will not save you, which is not to say that, you know, you dislike the person at all. It is only to say, the truth is, this will not save you. Christ alone, faith in Jesus Christ alone, that's where salvation lies. You know, Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father but by me. And so either that's true or he's a liar. It's just that simple. And so it comes down to that question, you know, what will you do with this Christ? This Christ, not all these other ones, not the imposters and the counterfeits that even Jesus himself mentions in places like Matthew 24. Not those. What will you do with this Christ? That's the question that we all have to reconcile. And it's not faith in Christ alone. And this book written by some guy, or, you know, the secret teachings of such and such. Either the Bible is true or it's not. Either the Holy Spirit and the mind of Christ in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that we read about is enough or not. And it's awfully arrogant, I think, for the creation, you know, the creature, to think that somehow the creature has greater insight and power and authority than the creator. And that's when we start heading perilously toward and down the slope of Romans chapter 1. So, you know, ultimately, in all of this controversy, which I don't think is a bad thing, you know, to critique what's going on with the Chosen, I think it's good to have a healthy discussion. It's interesting that it's kind of a sacred cow for some people. Can we live without it? If not, why not? That's telling. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Oh, come, oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here. Until the Son of God.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.